Apollo Control Houston at 24 hours, 14 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 101,502 nautical miles away from the Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,173 feet per second. We presently show the spacecraft weight at 103,078 pounds. We'll stand by and continue to monitor any conversations that might take place between the crew of Apollo 16 and our Capcom and Mission Control, Tony England. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, I'm about to finish up on my coffee here. If it's something I don't need to write down, I'll just listen to what you have to say as you read it off.
Okay, that sounds good. On the system status, your RCS, everything looks fine. You're 27 pounds ahead on your usage. You must have a pretty light hand on the throttle there. Okay, and on the ECS, the failure mode's probably in the control electronic. The valve was driving at a max rate that's 12 seconds full open to full closed, and they saw that on TM by the flow rate. They don't recommend making any sensor changes since that doesn't seem to be the problem. And thermal runs are being made here at this time to determine the setting for lunar orbit. They don't anticipate any problems with it.
Okay, I kept watching it since we've set it. We haven't touched that thing now for a long time, and maybe I just haven't caught any of the extremes, but it looks like it's been holding nicely between about 45 and 50.
All right, we concur. We don't think you're going to have it touch it until you go to the dark side. Okay, and on the SPS, normally during SPS cool down, during transmitter coast, the helium in the SPS oxidizer tanks is absorbed by the oxidizer, causing a decrease in oxidizer tank pressure. Your transducer hasn't indicated this, and there may be a problem with that transducer. We've got a procedure change that I'll give to you later in your flight plan update prior to the mid-course 2 that will allow them to check that transducer.
Okay, Tony, and is there any change in the course due time, or is it going to be like the flight plan?
Right now it looks as per flight plan. Okay, and on your DSE tape, Hank had a chance to take a look at it. Said sounds fine. Dick will be in a little later and listen also. So everything looks go for the operations in lunar orbit. And everything else looks great. It's kind of nice not to have much to say here. Sure isn't like the Sims. You're right. I got a little...
You just said it all.
That's right. I went through the news. I don't know whether you guys over your coffee would like to read the newspaper. But I've got all the news that's fit to print. I don't really have much to say. A great piece here is in the world of art. One of Vincent van Gogh's best was stolen from the San Diego Art Gallery. It was part of a display that was named Out of Sight. And I've got a input from Dottie here for Charlie.
No air.
Okay, she says you're your five bird eggs have hatched, and so you've got five new healthy neighbors.
Oh, great, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and on the flight plan update, we have five items, and there's no hurry to get them up there. Whenever you're ready to take them and can write the stuff down, I'll send them on up.
Okay, why don't you give us another 10 minutes or so?
Okay, that'd be fine. Well, it probably looks like any bachelor's pad.
Apollo Control Houston, 24 hours, 22 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 101,860 nautical miles away from the Earth and traveling at a speed of 5,159 feet per second.